The Year of Billy Miller, Part 1, Teacher, Chapter 4. Sal and the Drop Sisters were sitting in a row in the front steps. "I'm waiting for you," Sal called to Billy as he turned into the yard. "Well, here I am," said Billy. "You can stop waiting." Papa came around the house from the garage carrying a battered cello with only two strings. "Hi, Billy," he said.
"Hi, Papa."
"How was school?" asked Papa.
"Okay," said Billy.
"What'd you do?"
"Nothing."
"Give me one highlight from your day," said Papa. Billy was used to Papa's probing, although he didn't particularly like it. "There's a girl named Hamster." "Oh, there's a kid named Hamster in my class," he said.
"Boy or girl?" asked Papa.
"Girl." "Maybe her parents are celebrities," said Papa. "They often give their kids unusual names."
"Huh?"
Said Billy. "Nothing," said Papa. "How's Ms. Silver?"
Billy shrugged.
An image of Miss Silver's disappointed face rose up in his mind. He did not want to talk about her, although he knew his father would think that her chopsticks were very interesting.
Can we not have any more questions?" asked Billy.
"No more questions," said Papa. Sal, who had been unusually silent, stood with her hands on her hips and said,
"Your school doesn't sound very fun."
"My school with Papa was more fun. Look what I can do." Sal bent over and grabbed a book from a stack on the porch.
"I can read Mama's favorite book," she said, and she held up a worn paperback copy of Pride and Prejudice.
"You can't read that book," said Billy.
That book was definitely for adults.
"Yes, I can," said Sal. "Watch. I know the words A and I." She opened the book to the first chapter. Her fingers scanned across the lines and down the page. "A, A, A, A." She paused.
"Oh, there's an I."
She flipped the page. Now her finger darted around. "A, I, A, A." She slapped the book shut and beamed. "That was just two pages, but I can read in the hundreds." She opened the book again, this time to page 223. "See," she said,
I, A.
"That's not really reading," said Billy.
"Is so," said Sal.
"A is a word and I is a word." She looked at Papa.
"Well," said Papa, "it is reading,
in a way." He wiggled his eyebrows at Billy's. He was still holding the dilapidated cello. He plucked one of the two strings, making a dull, heavy sound.
"And this is making music."
He plucked it again.
"In a way."
Billy laughed. "I found the cello today among other treasures. Come to the garage. I'll show you."
"Me too," said Sal.
She gathered the Drop Sisters into her pillowcase.
"I'm going to teach the girls to read," Sal told Billy.
"I'm teaching Raindrop first. She's the smartest."
Billy followed Papa, and Sal followed Billy into the garage.
Papa's treasure for the day included the cello, an old-fashioned telephone with a dial and long, curly cord, a gnarled piece of driftwood that looked like an elephant, and a shiny silver garden ball on a cement pedestal.
"We went to the dump," said Sal.
Billy realized that if he'd spent the day with Papa, he would have had more fun than he did at school.
"Does any of this speak to you?" asked Papa.
He rotated the driftwood in his hands, eyeing it critically. "Any ideas how your old Papa can turn these lovely bits of rummage into art?" He placed the driftwood at his feet, then rubbed the silver garden ornament as if it were a crystal ball.
"Let's look into the future," he said. Papa said.
Billy and Sal leaned closer.
"What do you see?" Papa asked, joking, stroking his beard.
Billy didn't see the future,
But if he could have, he would like to see Emma move to a different table at school. He would have liked Miss Silver to let him know somehow that she wasn't mad at him. "I see me," said Sal. She touched the nose of the silver globe, then drew her face back a bit. She repeated the movement several times, mesmerized by her distorted reflection. "I like the silver ball best," she said, before she kissed her reflection. "I like the telephone best," said Billy. But he didn't have any suggestions for how Papa could turn it into art. It would be fun to take it apart. He was fascinated by seeing the internal works of things, the wires and gears and nuts and bolts. "You should like the silver ball best," Sal told Billy. "It's silver, just like Ms. Silver. You should give it to her. Then you would be her favorite." Billy didn't care about being Ms. Silver's favorite, but he did care that she thought that he'd been rude to her. Billy offered no response to Sal's comments, but because of them, he experienced the first flicker of an idea of how to make things right with Ms. Silver. Ned came over. He and Billy took apart the telephone with Papa's help, and Billy's idea was forming. Mama came home, and she asked even more questions about second grade than Papa had. Billy's answers stayed nearly the same. "Okay," and "nothing," and "I don't know." Billy's idea continued to form during dinner and throughout the evening. By the time he went to bed, he had a plan.